This is Senator Al Simpson. Should a luxury tax be applied to specially fitted out cars which allow disabled Americans to drive? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, last fall when Congress worked out the budget agreement to reduce the deficit, you Democrats were so frenzied playing soak the rich that you guys blustered your way into soaking a number of disabled folks, too. Ted, you always push for excessive taxes on the rich. You know those folks. I don't. The only problem is that many disabled Americans require expensive, specially made automobiles which enable them to drive, custom cars which often cost over $30,000. Ted, we're not talking about Ferraris and Rolls Royces. I'm talking about vans with wheelchair lifts and other special devices that allow disabled folks to lead productive lives. Ted, spare me all of your ancient rhetoric about tax breaks for the rich. Just fess up that you blew it this time and join me in fixing up this mess that you helped to create.
Al, I'm with you 100%. We need to solve that problem. The luxury tax made sense as part of last year's budget deal between Congress and the administration. You signed off on it too, Al, remember? So much for no new taxes. The luxury tax applies to high-priced automobiles, yachts, and private planes. It's helping reduce the unfair burden of the tax laws on middle-income families after all those juicy Reagan tax cuts for the rich in the 1980s. But the tax on luxury cars was never intended to impose extra costs on persons with disabilities. Special lifts, doors, hand controls, and other expensive equipment to accommodate the disabled can push the sticker price on cars well above the $30,000 threshold for the luxury tax. Those items aren't luxuries, Al. They're necessities. They ought to be exempt from the tax. No Americans should be penalized by the tax laws because they're disabled. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.